Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And the segment is brought to you by BULQ, the new way to source liquidation goods. USPS rate changes are coming January 17th. That's this coming Sunday. And with me now in the studio to share everything you need to know to deal with these changes is Nick Hayward. He's eBay Senior Manager for Carrier Relationships. Nick, rate changes start January 17th. What are the main takeaways?
Well, the USPS rates are going up across the board 9.5%. It's not great news, but it's what USPS is really doing this year to cover their costs. And
there you go.
Yep, great. So USPS is raising their prices to cover their costs, to improve their infrastructure, and increase reliability. At eBay, we're doing everything we can to keep the USPS postage costs down. So if you use eBay labels, we're able to offer discounts to our sellers for transactions that will help you save over the retail or counter rates from the USPS. And that's pretty a message that we'd like to send to the sellers to use our program.
What is there a percentage estimate of what those discounts will be?
Yeah, you can save up to 25% over the retail rates on domestic shipping, and up to 29% off of retail rates on international.
Oh, good. Do we have to do anything as sellers to adjust anything on our end?
Yeah, as sellers, we're encouraging you to take a look at your shipping costs that you've got in your existing listings. The rate change, again, will happen on the first minute of January 17th Eastern time zone. If you're using calculated shipping inside of your listings, then your listings will automatically be upgraded based on the new rates. But if you're offering things like flat rate shipping or free shipping on your listings, we'll encourage you to take a look at what you've baked into your item price for free shipping or on your flat rate shipping. Take a look and make sure that your costs are covered.
Would it be fair to say that if I'm offering free shipping and I want to cover my costs, that to go in and raise my item prices by about 9% would help?
It could be. I guess there it would depend on what percentage of your ship cost is baked into your item price.
100%.
So then, yeah, raising 9.5% on the portion of that cost that you'd consider for your shipping cost.
Okay. It's not an easy formula because there's no one thing that's going to work for every seller, every type of merchandise.
And I think it's important to note that 9.5% is across the board on average across all USPS products. If you're, for instance, selling something that's priority mail, 2 pound is your average item, you might want to look inside what is that price going to be. And maybe it's an extra dollar then. And then just raising your item price by a dollar might be the way to go.
So doing a little bit of more tailored research based on the kind of items you're selling.
Yeah, some sellers would sell a particular type of item and maybe not have one item that's 1 pound and one item that's 15 pounds and one item that's 70 pounds, but they sell maybe a standard inventory.
Right. Well, I sell a lot of shoes, men's shoes. They're roughly 2 to 3 pounds.
Right.
So that would not be difficult for me to figure out.
Exactly.
Because I've already got that. Even though it says free shipping, I always select that 1 to 2 or 2 to 3. I know I do a pre-weigh, so I know what it is.
Right.
So I should be able to make adjustments if I want to.
Exactly.
I might not. You know, one of the really big takeaways, I want to remind sellers who get, like, start pulling their hair out because the cost goes up. You know, this is USPS, by the way. It's not eBay.
Right.
To keep in mind, this isn't one just for you, the individual. This isn't someone like raising your cost. This is cost for all your competing sellers, too. So although the level rises, it rises for everyone. So
all over the world, everyone.
Exactly. Well, at least the USPS in America. So.
Right.
So what should sellers do if we have additional questions?
Well, we've got a few different options for you. On January 14th from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific time, we're having a Facebook chat. So you can log into Facebook and come join our chat there, and you can hear.
And that's on the eBay for Business blog.
That's right. So you can join our chat, ask any questions that you've got. If you can't make those times, no worries. You can come back in and log in and read all of the questions and answers that we've posted. And so we're expecting that we'll be able to cover a lot of the common questions that would come in. You can always check our Seller Information Center shipping pages. And we've got a blog up right now on ebayforbusinessblog.com, and that is where you can read about what we've published. All these items, you know, places to order free shipping supplies, which is still available, how to pack your items and ship lighter, how to use flat rate, the importance of weights and measurements. You know, the USPS is still not making any changes to their dimensional weight or their surcharges, which is great news. And I think an interesting part of this rate change as well is increasing first-class package service from 13 ounces to 16 ounces. So there's a place where you can really save if you're if you're living in that 13 to 16-ounce world today.
I'm in that world.
And you're having to use Priority Mail or Parcel Select, which has a name change during this rate as well.
So, to what?
Parcel Select Ground is what they're calling it now.
That makes sense to indicate that this is
a ground,
it's a ground service, right?
Exactly. But really great option there. First class package being increased to 16 ounces. I think that'll really help save. And that's a pretty significant savings over Priority Mail.
That is. And that's, I think, that's the one I'm focused on because it's all about me.
So many
and
times.
And I have so many shirts that are 13 to 16 ounces that, you know, if I can get them safely into a legal flat rate envelope, I can save a little there, but I have to send them priority.
And it seems it's not just shirts. It seems like I'm always battling that 13-ounce thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's by an ounce or
it's
half
like a weight
ounce.
Problem.
Yeah. One of the things that is worth calling out is if you use that first-class package service, you are not getting those free packaging supplies that you do enjoy on Priority Mail.
Yeah, no, that they don't have free supply. And I understand that. I get bulk polyvinyl envelopes on eBay for a good deal.
Yeah.
Thank you, eBay.
So, do you have any tips for sellers shipping under the new rates?
Yeah, I think the tips are primarily... use eBay labels. Keep your costs down. We're doing everything we can to try to mitigate these types of increases. We're trying to keep your costs for shipping down, and you can access that anytime by just using the eBay labels printing service. And so that's my first recommendation. It's a way to save 25 to 29% right off of walking to the store on top of the time that it takes to go to a retail location. The second is to analyze, you know, is first-class package service from 13 to 16 ounces going to be interesting for you, and then making sure that you've got accurate weights and measurements on your packages to fully understand what your shipping costs are, using the tools on our site like eBay's calculator for shipping to determine what your ship costs will be, what that range will be when you don't know yet where the buyer is, and then adjusting your listings accordingly. Take advantage of free supplies and scheduled pickups to save you time. Those come on Priority Mail services with USPS. And then finding the best way to pack your items. Pack them light, pack them efficiently, and also using flat rates where they're available. It really takes that guessing game of where your buyer is going to be located, locks you into a single cost, and helps you manage then what your ship cost will be for those transactions.
But the most important thing is, why do I keep calling you Nate when it says here your name is Nick?
Oh, it's Nate, actually.
Is it Nate?
It is Nate.
Okay, it's Nate instead of Nick. We apologize for that.
Hey, no problem.
I knew that.
I go by a lot of names.
Oh, okay.
Late for segments is one of them.
Yeah.
I couldn't help myself.
Well, late Nate sometimes.
So late Nate, yeah, it's done.
Go. Oh,
he's got his name. And now with us is late Nate.
Late Nate. Oh, that's good. That's it.
You are forever
branded.
That's
his radio name now.
That's it. You're done. It's like Baba Booey for you. Late Nate. Doesn't have the same ring, but... where can people go to learn more, by the way? Is there a site on eBay where we can keep sending people?
Or the blog.
Yeah, eBay for Business blog right now has probably our best comprehensive information. We'll be adding site content over the course of this week to update as we prepare for the 17th. ebay.com/labels is a great place to go.
That's my favorite place.
Yep, it's the easy one to remember.
Yeah.
There is a bit.ly that we have for our... I'm sorry, I thought I printed it out.
Well, you can give it to us later because we're out of time. This segment was brought to you by Bulk, the new way to source liquidation goods. Up next, your phone calls at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. When we return with more of eBay Radio.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items, with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays the driver. And since Roadie sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Roadie's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Roadie.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from t-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.